crazy, 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 crazy.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's self-referential program. Self meaning all of us. Because, you know, we're one big happy family here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, if you've never noticed. It's very rare we have a lot of fussiness and drama. Oh, it's happened. Oh, it has happened. But it's been a long time, and I'd really like to keep it that way. So all you kids, you just be nice to each other. Because why? Because it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. So there. Now it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we start out, you know I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Buddy Cage. He was an American pedal steel guitarist, best known as a longtime member of the New Riders of the Purple Sage. Also played with tons of people as a session musician, including Ann Murray, Brewer and Shipley, David Bromberg, and the Zen Tricksters. Buddy Cage just passed away at 73. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Five. Our conversation was short and sweet. It nearly swept me off of my feet. And I'm back in the rain. Oh, and you are on dry land. Oh, you made it there somehow. You're a big girl now. Bird on the horizon, sitting on a fence. He's singing his song for me at his own expense. And I'm just like that bird, singing just for you. I hope that you can hear me singing through these tears. Love is so simple, to quote a phrase. You've known it all the while. I'm learning it these days. Oh, I know where I can find you. In somebody's room. It's a price I have to pay. You're a big girl all the way. Time is a jet plane, it moves too fast. But oh, what a shame that all we've shared can't last. I can't change, I swear. Oh, see what you can do. I can make it through. You can make it too. A change in the weather can be extreme, but it ain't like changing horses in midstream. I'm going out of my mind. Oh, where the pain that stops and starts. Like a corkscrew to my heart. Ever since we've been apart.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Kirk Douglas, the American actor, producer, director, philanthropist, and writer. He made his debut in 1946 in The Strange Love of Martha Ivers and became a leading box office star throughout the 1950s. I'm sure you heard tons and tons about him all week long, because that's how this stuff usually goes. Kirk Douglas just passed away at 103. It's the post-initial radio obituary with a song from his film from 1961. that demonstrated his explosive acting style. And I like any excuse to need to play it. Especially here in the post-initial radio obituary for Kirk Douglas right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Kirk Douglas was in my kindergarten class. His father was a junk man, and he's forgot all his buddies now. One time we were playing, we had a big barrel hoop, and we were whipping it up the street and fell on my toe. Kirk Douglas was laughing like hell, and I threw a stick at him, but I didn't get him. He was long gone. I tried to get him the next day in school, but the teacher wouldn't let me sit next to him. She just kept us apart the whole day. He was a devil. He was a hellraiser. He was acting at that time, too. He was always putting on a show. But to this day, I have a gnarled toenail where that hoop hit me, and I still have a hard time clipping it. You want to see it? When I see that toe, though, I can go back to when I was 5 years old.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and this is the next radio obituary for Alberto Naranjo. Alberto Naranjo, the Venezuelan musician. His mother was a radio, film, and television pioneer in Venezuela, and he embarked on a similar course, becoming, like his mother, one of Venezuela's icons of contemporary popular music. Alberto Naranjo just passed away at 78. He is the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Por eso es que me critican, porque ya tengo control. Pero que oye cómo me están criticando. A quien mantener, por eso es que me critican, porque ya tengo control. Porque yo tengo mi control en mi casa,
porque ya tengo control.
Tengo mi cura que mantener cosas buenas,
porque ya tengo control.
También tengo mi te amo, mi jeva que mantener,
porque ya tengo control.
Tengo mi control con el lobo por ahí,
porque ya tengo control.
La linda va a ser conmigo la noche de
The cleanup radio obituary is for Jimmy Heath. The American jazz saxophonist, composer, arranger, and big band leader. Was the brother of Percy Heath and drummer Albert Heath. Very active family. His earliest big bands in 1947 and 1948 that he led in Philadelphia included John Coltrane, Benny Golson, Specs Wright, Johnny Coles, Ray Bryant, Nelson Boyd. Charlie Parker and Max Roach even sat in on occasion. That's the kind of stuff he did. He briefly joined Miles Davis's group in 1959, replacing Coltrane. He worked with Milt Jackson and Art Farmer frequently in the 1960s. Jimmy Heath just passed away at 93. It's the cleanup radio obituary with one of those songs. Right here in the cleanup radio obituary, like I said, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. 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 Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Andrew Brough, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist from New Zealand, best known for his work with the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame inductees, Straightjacket Fitz. Andrew Brough just passed away. That'd be 50, I'm doing math. Hold on, and it's not exact. I only have a range here. Let's call it 52. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Andrew Brough right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Started to love.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for drummer Bob Gallotti. I think it's Gallotti. Most recently a professor of percussion at Berklee School of Music here in Boston. But he was a co-founding member of The Fringe, also worked with Hal Crook, Michael Ray and the Cosmic Crew, and several others. He was part of the Surrender to Air project in 1996 that also featured Sun Ra and Marshall Allen. Bob Gallotti just passed away at 70. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Orson Bean, the American film, television, and stage actor, comedian, writer, producer, you know, he did the stuff. He appeared frequently on game shows from the 60s into the 80s and was a longtime panelist on To Tell the Truth. He was also a favorite of Johnny Carson, appearing on The Tonight Show 128 times. Woo! That's a lot. What did I want to get to? Oh, he was on the Hollywood blacklist back in the day for attending Communist Party meetings while dating a member. Even with that, though, he was able to keep working through the 50s and 60s, working on The Twilight Zone, The DuPont Show with June Allison, and The Secret Life of James Thurber. He was a regular on both Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and its spinoff, Fernwood Tonight. Orson Bean just passed away at 91. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was a shoe-in, a shoe-in, a shoe-in winner from Mississippi, back there where I come from. Not Massachusetts, not Minnesota, but Mississippi, there I was born. One frosty morning, right around dawn, they said, my, oh my, but this baby's so mighty pretty. You mock my words, she'll wind up in Atlantic City. I growed up and showed up, all blowed up in all the right directions. Won the local contests, Miss Watermelon, Miss Cotton Blossom, Miss Southern Comfort, trophies galore, yes, by the score, oh, so much more. They said, my, oh, my, she's accomplished as well as pretty. Show us your bow and she'll be queen in Atlantic City. Things were fairly skipping and the honeysuckle dripping. When I left my dear old mammy's side, I went down with my singing, dancing, and reciting. They said, my, she's so exciting, she's Miss Jackson, Jackson City's bride. Ta-ta-ta-ta. I was a shoe-in, a shoe-in, a shoe-in winner from Mississippi. But those awful judges made some suggestion, a proposition. I told them no, one after another. I'll have you horsewhipped, goodbye, my brother. Don't you forget, sir, I have a mother. Tossed out, a forced out, I lost out on Atlantic City. Fame may be nice, not at that price. No, I wouldn't pay a dragon to shame my family name. No, I'd not betray it. One word I mean could make me queen. No, I wouldn't say it. Would not say yes, 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 yes. Would not say yes. Ta-ta-ta-ta. I was a shoe-in, a shoe-in, a shoe-in winner from Mississippi. Oh, Charlie, Charlie, you should have seen my act. It was terrific. You see, the announcement came over the loudspeaker. And now presented Miss Martha Vale in a musical dramatic playlet written and directed by herself. Now, during the first part of this, I want you to go boom, 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 you know, like it's drums. That's good. During the war between the states, many a story one relates of bravest heroism under fire. They tell of Emmalina Sue, who helped a Yankee to get through while she perished in a fatal death so dire. While her lover got away, she held her southern cousin at bay, distracting him with entertainment while her northern lover's train went.
Hey, that's a great rhyme. Did you write that yourself?
She'll break the mood. Keep drumming. Oh, Cousin Willis, don't you worry none about that Yankee. Why don't you stay and have another mint julep?
Okay, honey, I think I will.
Now, stop drumming and start humming like there's distant singing. Oh, Cousin Willis, do you remember the good old days when I used to sing for the family at night?
Why, sure, honey, why don't you sing for us right now?
Okay. I was a shoe in a shoe, in a shoe, in winter from Mississippi. Who wouldn't say yeah? They may have gotten a surrender from Robert E. Lee, but never, 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 never.
Last week, I'm riding in the IRT, and this poor slob is sitting right across from me. So he's sitting in the subway, kind of slumped in his seat, like a tired old dog, so dead, so beat. His clothes, his face, everything looks sad. And I'm thinking what a rotten life he must have had. So I look in his face, and what do I see? He looks like he's feeling sorry for me. But you don't know the IRT. The windows are filthy, the lights are dim. It was my own reflection, and I am him. Well, right then and there, I take stock of myself. Broke, no job, no prospects. Let's face it, I'm middle class. So what do? I whip out my copy of the Reader's Digest. And I read an article about how to be a success. It's called, I Upped My Income. Up yours. It says, study the successful men around you. So I look around the subway. And I see all these whiskey ads, Seagram's, Carstairs, Calvert's for the man who cares. And I see all these guys in the whiskey ads, industrial giants, university grads, movie stars, big shots, executive types, and they're sitting there drinking and smoking their pipes. Look how they dress. They reek of success. The men who switch are famous and rich. They all drink whiskey and they're all on top. And I, like a schmo, never touch a drop. George Greps has switched to Carstairs. Another one of these famous men, he sits by the fire in a wood-paneled den with the rugs so thick and the drapes so plush, and he sits there, rich and powerful lush. So I'm sitting in the subway, and I start to think, who the hell am I that I shouldn't drink? So I'll take a drink like these fellas do, and I'll get my picture in the subway, too. I get off the subway, and I go to the Bidewee Bar and Grill. The place has a very distinguished air. And there's several men of distinction there, clustered in groups of three and four, some on the bar, some on the floor. Bartender says, well, you have. I says, listen, bartender, I've decided to switch. Could you mix me up something? I'll be famous and rich. He takes a bottle off of the shelf. He says, did you ever hear of a whiskey called Two Partners? I says, yeah. He says, this stuff is called sole ownership. He says, very private reserve, got a kick like a bear. One drink of this stuff, you're a billionaire. I says, I'll get my picture in the subway. He says, Buster, you'll be plastered all over the subway. I pay him, he pours, I reach for the glass. I'm ready to enter the upper class. I get a good grip, I stick out my lip. The first million's the hardest. I take a little sip. Hey, it's working. Goddamn unions. I grabbed the glass. Today's my day. It's Donnie Old Hatch and bombs away. I'm rich. I'm gonna go out and buy me a house, a yacht, a stomach pump. I don't know, I'm just as unsure as when I was poor. I'm a billionaire, you think I'm secure? I just made my fortune, I just drank the shot, and I feel any minute I could lose what I got. Wait a minute. I took a drink, I'm famous and rich. What if people hear and they all start to switch? That's all we need, a fine state of affairs. 60 million unemployed billionaires. I yells, all right, you upstarts, get out of the bar. Who the hell do you think you are? Glasses crashing, chairs are smashing, whiskey is splashing. Now nobody's gonna get rich no more because the source of supply is all over the floor. I swim through the crowd and out the door. My limousine's waiting in front of the bar. Two liveried chauffeurs stand by the car. In with the stomach, out with the chest. And I see on the car door a beautiful crest. 23rd precinct. Now I'm riding like the governor with a siren and a bell, and they check me in at this fine hotel by pressing my fingers on a little ink pad. Then they take my picture for the whiskey ad. The next thing I know, I'm lying in bed. My wife is putting ice on my head. I tell her the story, the drink, the bar, the $1 billion, how rich we are. She says, listen, sweetheart, now that we're members of the upper class, you think maybe they'll turn on the lights and the gas? So I went in the bathroom and gave up the whole idea.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're running about 15 minutes over tonight. Since there's nobody following us, we're going to use this time productively. As we move on to the penultimate radio obituary for Lucien Barbarin, the American trombone player. He toured internationally with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band,